News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A study has shown that employees seeing stress as a badge of honour is contributing to toxic workplace cultures. Caroline Reedy is a human resource expert from the HR Suite. Morning, Caroline.
Morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very worried, Caroline, because I'm forever going around telling everybody how busy and stressed I am. Am I creating a toxic work environment?
Well, I think there is a little bit of needing to say it so that you can justify how actually busy and valued you are. So obviously,
that's a good response. I'll take that.
Busy, Jonathan. Everybody's busy, but maybe it's just a bit of a reminder to kind of think about, are we setting that kind of franticness in the culture and in the environment if we're overplaying how busy and stressed we are all of the time? And I suppose a close relation to stress when it overspills is that anxiety that we're trying to avoid, where people then get into that spiral of not sleeping and totally, you know, stressed in an unhealthy way. So I think it's balanced that we accept everybody's busy, but maybe not over-egging it so that we're adding to that frantic culture.
Is it a problem in particular when managers go around saying how stressed they are? Because that then becomes a problem for the teams that they're trying to manage. And all of a sudden, you know, you're almost transferring that stress where otherwise it might not be.
Without doubt. And I think as well, you know, back in the day, years ago, people were judged by how long and what length of time they left the office, how long they stayed there. Yet now we're valuing productivity on output. So we don't want this stress piece to be, I'm so busy and I'm so stressed. So nearly everybody feels, well, I need to be saying it. If my manager's saying it, my colleagues are saying it, well, I need to be stressed and feeling that franticness as well. Whereas we know people perform much better in the cool, calm, collected type of environment where they're organised, you know, their workload is manageable, etc. And I think definitely since COVID, we've seen everybody's more productive, but equally people are busier because restructuring has happened, reorgs have happened, productivity is higher in most organisations. But I think how we manage that culture of people's stress and value shouldn't be linked with how frenetic and how stressed that they're saying they are.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's a company's responsibility to deal with this. So how should they try and reduce it? If somebody sees stress bragging, how do you call it out?
I think a lot of the time we have to start with the top and identify, you know, what is the culture and what are the values? Because, as I say, this concept now that a lot of people are saying, I'm so stressed that it's actually impacting my anxiety. And we don't want people to be in that zone, because that's definitely a recipe for disaster, where people are saying, look, I'm feeling too anxious. I can't really sleep. I'm worried about the amount of work I have to do tomorrow. I've got the dread, the Glen Road dread, if you remember, of school.
Oh, we do.
Kicking back in, you know, on a Monday evening or a Monday, you know, after kind of doing day one, they're thinking, oh, my God, it's like as if Monday never happened. I have so much work to do now on a Tuesday. So it's a constant fulfilling process. Of that stress level. So I think we need to be a lot more kind of mindful of the impact that that has on others, particularly newbies coming into the work environment, that if we're setting that tone for them, you're already setting that franticness instead of that cool, calm, collected, and encouraging people to be organised and get better at overall managing time and productivity.
Okay. Solid advice as always, Caroline Reedy, human resource expert from the HR Suite. Thanks very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.